Proponents, like the advocacy group Citizen Action of Wisconsin, saying accepting it will cut costs and provide much broader coverage. Citizen Action's director Robert Craig says the likely rejection has severe effects on public health and treatment, according to a new report they published on opioid addiction.
Literally, in a lot of the private health plans, the anti-opioid addiction drugs, what's called medically assisted treatment or MAT drugs, are unaffordable.
Craig says not having access to the drug will likely result in more deaths. He says it's similar to people who need insulin to stay alive with diabetes. Madison Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent says support for expanding Badger Care has been shown in the polls.
We know that by expanding Badger Care in the state of Wisconsin, not only will we be saving money, not only will we be bringing money into our state that is currently not being brought into our state, but we will be saving lives and increasing the public safety.
Candace Owley, president of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, said she has seen the effects.
And to make clear that the failure to expand Badger Care is a death sentence for many in our state.
Republican opponents say adding 82,000 people to Medicaid would increase private insurance costs and expose Wisconsin to financial risks if the feds drop the reimbursement. We have a link to the Citizen Action of Wisconsin report on opioids at our website. We also have the media session with the group at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.